You're ready?
Podcast!
So welcome to this episode of Connie's Podcast. So my name is Pao. My Twitter handle is IconPickFix.
Hi everyone! I'm PD Nim and my Twitter handle is Fanatic.
We actually came from the BI offline fan meet yesterday. So PD Nim and I went to the 7 p.m. show. And for this episode, we'll be reviewing the highlights of the 7 p.m. show. Wala kasi kaming pera
for both.
So 7 p.m. lang yung afford namin, guys. But oh, one of the things that we have to mention in this episode is that we are recording this today, the day after the BI offline fan meet, and it's the second anniversary of Misunderstanding Mr. Popular by Dave.
Yay! Oh, for those who don't know, actually, Misunderstanding Mr. Popular is actually an ebook published by Connie's Podcast commentator, Dane, who's Icon Fast Fiction. And this is like inspired by her bias, June. So before we proceed with the rest of the episode, here's a short message from Dane, given it's that second year anniversary.
Hey everyone, this is Dane, and today is the book birthday of Misunderstanding Mr. Popular. So it's been 2 years since I launched and self-published my very first novella. I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who read it when it was still fan fiction, and also to those who supported it when the book came out. I really appreciated your support and your feedback, and I will let you know when my next book comes out. Thanks again, and I'll turn you over to Pao and PD Nim.
Yay! So thanks, Dane, and congratulations! Yeah. Grabe milestone yung second year. So we'll just put the link to Dane's book in the show notes. So if you want to buy it, it's available on Amazon. So please support her. And we really hope that there's going to be a part two or another book that's coming soon. But
yes,
we'll know soon when Dane joins us for another episode. So for this one, it's just gonna be me and PD Nim. So Dane is going to join us in the next episode where we discuss the takeaways from our fan meeting experience. So we're gonna start our short review. Hopefully this is short.
I want to get this out like ASAP. So hopefully this will be a short review. Just to let you know, we're holed up in a hotel room. So this is sort of professional setup na siya, as opposed to our work from home setup, kasi we have all our gadgets here.
Oh, and this is our first recording na face to face after like two
and
a half.
Oh my god,
years.
Yes. Although we're not complete, but yes. This is our first face to face na recording. So kind of weird din pala, no? Na experience pa.
Parang this is a whole new experience. It's actually nice to record face-to-face once again. And hopefully, no, makapag-record ulit kami together with Dane ng face-to-face. So maybe in the next coming episodes, hopefully. So we have a lot in store for this episode. So let's just go straight to it. We were able to sit sa Orchestra Center. In fairness, sakto yung lugar natin.
Remember from the previous episode na since we don't release episodes as frequently as we used to before, sabi natin na mukhang if merong concert or something. True enough, yeah, there is a concert. Luckily, we were able to secure then Orchestra Center tickets.
Right.
Pretty strategic. We're very lucky. Ooh. Kasi sa bandang gitna siya. So, three rows away from that division between orchestra and the VIP area. So, we're pretty lucky and we had a good view.
So, nakapag-soundcheck kami because
yes,
it's part of the fan perk for those who are seated in the orchestra section. So, I'm not the binik. I love Hanbin, but you all know that my bias is Bobby. So PD Nim's bias is Hanbin. So PD Nim, how is the experience in terms of like seeing him after a very long time?
Oh, oh my god. Oh, last time I saw him was 11/11. So that's 2018. So again, almost 4 years ago. Pros and cons na he's sporting blonde hair. It's not my favorite look of his.
Right.
Pero I think God gave me mercy then. Because feeling ko kung black hair siya or dark brown hair, parang kinda wagas yung ano ko, yung fangirling ko. Ito kinda dare I say, measured ang aking fangirling. Kaya, ayun. But nevertheless, sobrang ano, refreshing to see him again. And he's sporting yung Philippine-themed na shirt.
Right.
And the fan club also chose to wear white as a theme, and he was wearing predominantly white for most of the fan meet. So yes. Yes, white is a color that we really like.
Because white is pure.
Yeah. And... He's like an angel. Yeah. Pero kaso, sawang hinaharp on natin yung sexy ano. So he's not really an angel. So ano, pwedeng fallen angel.
That needs saving.
No, I need saving. So yes.
So net,
we really missed him.
Like how he looked during the whole fan meet is like totally boy next door. Parang bagong lipat na kapitbahay, ganon. Tapos ang guwapo niya.
You mean the entire fan meet? Mukha siyang boy. For me, the soundcheck, mukha siyang boy next door.
Yeah,
in the sense
the soundcheck.
Kasi hindi pa siya like super totally made up. So parang hindi pa naka-style yung hair niya and all of that.
It was also a nice experience. We did the soundcheck for 11-11 and he had a totally different vibe also.
Mm.
I guess because this time, unang-una, it's his solo fan meet. Second, sobrang bare, no? Naalala ko pa nga sinabi niya, kakakain niya lang ng dinner. Kumain daw siya ng adobo.
Kumain siya ng adobo, like, then? Kasi anong kumain siya ng adobo?
The night before.
So I think, like, he mentioned that. Tapos, i-anticipate ko yung dance break niya doon sa soundcheck ng Waterfall, eh. So, kind of funny nung, kasi tipa, hindi siya tumodo. So, parang, mini movements, but slightly,
konting pitik
pero,
lang.
Pero may konting swag pa rin. In fairness to him.
Parang, alam mo, nafe-feel ko din na parang, nahiya ka pa, ganyan.
Exactly. True.
Nahiya ka pa, ibigay mo na.
Ibigay mo na, ganyan. Pero okay lang naman, kasi nga, getting ready pa siya.
It was a very friendly aura, if I must say. If any of our listeners have experienced the sound check for 11-11, it was a totally different experience. I guess it's also because, yun nga, parang very intimate yung setup.
Intimate yung setup, and of course, iba yung vibe niya. It's a solo fan meet. Siya lang yung nasa stage, as opposed to with, for example, with the other boys. And we all know that certain members of ICON really do
are in charge of the fan service.
So especially for the sound check, parang yun talaga yung not really assignment. I guess it also goes with their personalities.
Right.
So parang si Hanbin, he has his own personality then vis-a-vis the rest of the group. So ganun din siya doon sa ICON sound check back in 11-11.
It gives you that hype to expect something more in the main show. So, sige, punta na tayo sa main show.
Yes. Ayan.
So, he performed 8 songs in total.
Yep.
Sana mas marami. Kaya lang, knowing that his discography is not as extensive pa. I mean, wala pa siya masyado maraming albums. But he did start the fan meet with Waterfall.
Yes.
So, kamusta naman ang dance break natin?
Dancing BI is like forever.
Uh-oh.
As in, I remember some veteran in the industry, this was when he was still in ICON, saying na Hanbin for him is the rapper that has the best dance skill. I don't know if that means that rappers in general naman to are not really known for their dancing ability. Pero I mean, you can attack that statement in various ways.
Yeah.
But net, we all know na magaling si Hanbin sumayaw.
Right.
And that dance break really slaps hard. When that music video came out, naalala ko pa na nag-nood pa tayo ng vlog reviewers din. Ayun nga, parang tipo, masyadong hardcore yung dance moves with all the dancers.
Right, I know.
And we're like, parang, oh my God. And at that time kasi, mas nagiging regular na yung mga song releases.
Yeah.
So this is, Waterfall is one of the first big ones talaga. So it kind of cemented then, Hanbin as solo artist is really here. Sobrang happy to see it in the flesh. Ang point ko in this very long-winded description is that I'm so happy to finally see it on stage. Yun lang.
And notable din siguro i-mention that he only has 2 backup dancers, diba?
I know, right? I mean, you can attack that then in various ways. So parang tipong, sana mas maraming dancers or whatever. Pero pwede rin na okay lang din na konti para mas nakatingin tayo sa kanya. So,
but I think, one of the things na maganda ding i-mention is that he only has 2 backup dancers and sometimes hindi naman in its totality na nagsasayaw yung dancers with him.
Yes!
So, nadadala niya yung buong stage.
Uh-uh.
Even when, you know, the dancers will just make sure put somewhere.
I forgot talaga Know Which Song. Na parang tuwitin ako sa iyo, Pao, na parang papasok lang from both sides of the stage yung dancers during the chorus. And then they're gone, like, literally, they're gone from the stage. Hindi man lang parang naka-crouch down sa background or naka-posing. Or sinang they literally leave the stage and then stroll back during the chorus again. It's like the funniest thing. But I mean, I guess testament then to Hanbi's ability of really making us feel that stage is pretty full with just him on stage. So apart from, of course, Waterfall, as we mentioned, so it's Ila Ila, Flame, Lover. Is it BTBT or B2B2? I think yung kailangan ko i-research. Cosmos, Rebirth, and then Remember Me. So those are the 8 songs.
And then in between those 8 songs, there would be ments. So for every 2 songs, laging meron siyang ment. Before we go to those ments, because the ments are basically fan events. Mm-mm. So this is the direct interaction with the fans. Hanbin, gusto lang namin magreklamo. How come we get your full Boy Next Door white shirt, whereas the 1PM show got the sparkly blue?
Blue ba siya? Black?
Dark blue. Blue. Parang dark. Basta dark colored, sparkly, and semi
see-through.
Sure. Saan namin magreklamo? Bakit wala yun?
Yeah. Ano, kuha natin yung ano, yung very respectable kagalang-galang suit.
Because he entered the stage wearing a suit.
Oh yeah, I'm like, what?
Parang kagalang-galang na Sir Hanbin.
But I have to admit, like, before the 7 PM show, and then we're starting to get like all the footage from the 1 PM show.
Umasa kami.
Kind of umasa kami. So, sorry naman. But, okay lang. okay lang. Slightly masakit.
Slightly merong inggit.
Merong inggit.
Pero sige, okay sige, na yun. Sige. Quits na tayo. So, another thing is that, so may malaking LED. Because if you guys are not so familiar about the setup of New Frontier Theater, so a little trivia, it used to be a theater talaga.
As in sinehan?
Yeah. So, kaya siya New Frontier Theater. Yun yung old cinema sa Cubao. And yung setup niya, wala talaga siyang separate LED sa sides. So, the LED screen is just on the stage at the back of Hanbin, which basically has quite a limitation also, because sometimes the graphics being shown in the LED doesn't include Hanbin's video while dancing and singing.
Yes.
Minsan, ano lang siya, graphics lang, ganyan.
Yeah. Tsaka yung graphics, I mean, mayroon pang room for improvement. I mean, we appreciate the effort, pero yung ano, I think there's room for improvement.
I guess it has an effect, no, given the fact that the venue is quite intimate. And wala kang ibang LED screen for that screen on the main stage. Mm-mm. So, Yeah,
I would have wanted like more close-up shots of him on the back for the benefit especially of us at the orchestra and those upstairs.
Right.
Especially given nga yung the way the floor slopes down. May obstruction talaga from ano yung eye level natin. Di talaga natin nakikita at kind of ankle portion ni Hanbin.
So like if there's any choreo with footwork, we don't see it at all.
Apart from the fact that everyone's filming.
So, at puro ulo, ganyan.
At puro ulo. So, may ulo ka, may arms outstretched ka.
May camera.
At may mga screens ka pang nakikita.
Right.
So, more of, yun nga, the LED screen could have helped sana. Nevertheless, yeah, still fun.
Correct.
So, yeah. Speaking of fun, especially yung Cosmos. Parang,
you are my Cosmos.
Diba? Oh my God. And then he mentioned in particular that song kasi he's thankful for this BI Offline tour because he's now able to really sing that particular song, and he expressed na he had so much fun like composing it and also visualizing it and how it would play in a concert setting. So yun, the vibe of the song, the feels of the song, sobrang okay siya. So especially nga yung may paper flowers like confetti at the end. Sa lit ng venues, parang inuulanan ka talaga ng ano. Kasi hindi naman umabot sa atin na ganun ka
orchestra. Hindi siya umabot sa orchestra. But actually, the effect of it, I remember seeing the ones who were filming.
Mm-mm.
Ang ganda nung effect dun sa video pag na-capture mo siya.
Yeah. So, well, we're just generalizing, no? Kasi syempre, wala naman eh. Like, every song... Slay, of course, it's very Hello. Live. Like, it's live in the purest sense.
Been.
Punong-puno yung voice. We don't have to dissect her song. The voice quality is there. Very consistent. Because may mga mo na-experience before yeah. na towards the end, you can feel na mukhang may konting pagod. You can hear right. it through the voice. Ganyan.
And given the fact he did two shows in a day.
Yeah, exactly. So kudos to him in that sense. And super high energy, like all throughout. Yeah. Umasa na lang talaga ako sa mga fan cams ng mga taga SVIP cha VIP and they did not disappoint. So parang pag nakita niyo yung mga fan cams, just go through your feed guys. Kita niyo naman yung body rolls and yung giling God, yeah. and so it's a feast for the senses. Especially the eyes. Yun lang.
Busog naman kami.
Oh, busog, busog. Daming ulam.
Thank you so much, Hanbin.
Yes.
So, yun. Alright. So, yun nga. So, in between may ments, but there's also the encore part.
Yeah.
To be honest, like, obviously, may encore naman talaga. Yeah. Oh, pero, like, to the truest tradition of having fan meets and even in concerts, ano, people will really have to shout encore, encore.
Yeah, and then that's what the funniest thing. Kasi actually, dami mga very interesting chanters sa area namin. So talagang, and admittedly, I think Pao, you agree with me. Kind of mainit sa New Frontier Theater. I don't know, let us know guys if you feel differently. Pero kind of mainit. So nakatawa kasi parang umabot siya sa aircon. Kasi nang bigyan naman si BI, so hindi siya masyado nag-catch on. Kaya, ayun. Pero maraming promotor talaga ng chants dun sa orchestra area.
I remember, hi Inabels, kanina kasi kausap ko siya, sabi niya, apparently even in the SVIP and VIP section, medyo mainat daw talaga.
Oh.
So ang theory niya is that it's a strategy because, you know, if the virus is among us, di ba, mas lessen daw kapag mainit or parang hindi masyado. Scientific. Wala pong scientific basis yun. It's just a theory.
I hope that's the rationale as opposed to like they're just saving on power cost.
Kasi mainit talaga guys.
Okay na mainit ah.
To be fair, like, yung suot naman ni Hanbin, tamang-tama lang, naka-t-shirt lang siya.
Yes.
So, kung meron man siyang sweat, it's not as, you know, the sweaty levels in his other events before. So, okay lang din naman. Pero, yeah, sana lakasan yung aircon next time.
But, speaking of Hanbin sweat, kasi the fact na bumaba siya towards the end, we're all expecting that. I guess, yun nga, luckily, what we mentioned earlier, na we're kind of close dun sa
first front
yeah,
rows
sa first
ng,
front, ng orchestra. So, BI really passed by through our area. So, yes, we see the sweat. Yes, mukhang mabango rin yung sweat niya.
Uh-oh.
So,
parang ano, basta, ang hirap. Ang nag-register lang sa akin nung dumaan siya, ang gwapo niya.
Oo, tsaka I don't know then kung pa if the heavens bless us pa. Kasi talaga nung point na malapit na siya dun sa area natin. All of a sudden, nagkaroon ng parang may parting of the Red Sea na naganap dun sa mga people na nasa harap namin. I'm not sure if because they're angling for the selfie photo and of course, we won't be able to get a selfie from our vantage point. All of a sudden, nagkaroon kami ng unobstructed view of Hanbin.
Oh my God.
Per dahil doon, kaya na-sacrifice ko yung footage ko. Kasi yun, admittedly, nag-short circuit talaga yung brain ko. Kasi, I mean, like, we've both seen BI like a couple of times over the past few years. And I guess this is the closest that we've seen.
Because even when Dane and I went to the Mexicana fan sign, hindi naman kami nakapasok ng fan sign. So we were just looking at him from afar.
I mean, even the sound check, nakalapit naman tayo. But of course, he's on the stage. So kind of elevated kasi siya. So ito kasi talagang like, same level kayo eh.
Same level.
Yeah. So I think this is the closest that we've seen him. So kind of nag-short circuit yung brain ko. Kasi yun, kind of nalihis tuloy yung ano ko. Hindi na na-capture ng camera ko yung moment na yun. Halata eh.
Nakita ko yung recording ni PD Nim. Literal na nung malapit na si Hanbin, lumihis na yung camera niya.
Oh, kind of lumihis yun. Ano ba yan? But yes.
So yeah. So it's just, I know, the moment is really just in PD Nim's brain. So doon na lang niya i-replay.
Yeah, and you know, there are things that are better replayed in the mind as opposed to it being in your camera. I'm just saying this. I'm not sure then if it's of course that people now are so used to technology and all that, but iba yung talaga na if you're watching what's happening in front of you through your phone lens as opposed to really looking at it from your eyes. I mean, if you can manage both skill, then good for you.
Oh my gosh, it's a skill.
Sobrang hindi ako ganun ka-multitasker. Of course, you're also overwhelmed with feels.
Exactly.
To be honest, until now, I can't imagine how other people do it wherein like their fan cams are so stable. They don't say anything. Kasi lahat ng fan cams na galing sa akin, sobrang maingay.
Okay.
And those that I even dared to make public, minimute ko talaga.
may paghiyo na nagaganap.
I guess that's another skill entirely na hindi ko ma-master. At I guess ayoko rin i-master kasi I really want to manifest my feels in whatever shape or form.
Right. And it's actually okay kasi the intimacy also of the place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many times will you be able to have that kind of, you know, proximity with Hanbin?
And yeah.
Grabe lang. As in, I was telling PD Nim that literal nung malapit na siya, parang huwag kang lalapit, dyan ka lang. May internal monologue na ako. Dyan ka lang, huwag kang lalapit. Where panic yung brain ko.
Kami yung ganong klaseng fans this is not applicable to everyone ha. So as a caveat lang, na this is how we operate and, you know,
nag-shutdown
yung utak. This is why, kahit na if ever man I have the funds to do it, na hindi ako pwede mag one-on-one na virtual call with him. Kasi sobrang wala. I'm kind of dead inside. Nag-out of body experience ako.
Yeah, right.
Kaya gusto ko may invisible wall talaga.
Right.
So I'm pretty satisfied with this.
Exactly.
And of course, super happy also for the people who were able to get like super good like
super
selfies with him. So this is very rare.
Right.
Diba? He's based in Korea. You're only got like a couple of opportunities for it.
And I think like the people who also paid for a higher tier got the money's worth also with all the fan perks that they got, the photo op, they also got the high touch and of course the other fan perks.
Yeah,
so super sulit yung experience like having that kind of proximity also with Hanbin, so.
And interaction with him, especially for those people who haven't maybe seen him
during 11/11.
Because they only went here for 11/11 and that Samsung
event,
which is sort of a semi-private event.
Right.
So those people who haven't seen him in those two instances, this is actually their first time.
He mentioned to the fans that if you want to take selfies with me or if you want to have a short conversation, this is the time, that an opportunity to do so. So because I remember, it's also notable to mention that before he went down, the balcony people are actually screaming, "Balcony!"
I know!
We feel you guys. I mean, malapit siya sa orchestra where we sit. Pero like, the orchestra goes way at
back.
The back.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they also have almost the same experience as that of those who are in the lodge and the balcony. So, we feel you. As in, ano lang kami, maswerte lang talaga kami
lang.
Na dun yung seats namin. Dun sa at least medyo harap ng orchestra.
Thank you, Ticketnet Best Seat Available Generator at 10:01 in the morning.
And he was also nice enough to say na maybe next time we can work something out.
And have a bigger venue if they mentioned that. So hopefully nga he gets a bigger venue next time and more of like a full-fledged concert na may mga gimmicks.
Correct.
Style, diba? Na parang, ewan ko, mag-zipline ka. Para lumapit ka sa balcony, ganyan.
O kaya yung ano, mag-harness ka, diba, na parang, bring me to the balcony.
Diba? Diba yung mga ano, diba yun, diba yung mga umakit na stage na gumagalaw, diba?
Gumagalaw.
Oh, parang may crane na, diba?
Correct.
Chota!
Diba? Wow. Parang, pwede naman.
Full production.
And that also gives us like an assurance that he would do more things. No, this is not like the end for Kim Hanbin and the ID, so we can expect some more. Oh, and he did announce that he's going to release his global EP towards the end of the year, so we can expect that as well. So, papunta pa lang tayo sa exciting part. Because we all know that he's gonna sing and he's gonna dance for the fan meet. Pero, syempre, meron din tayo fan events.
Yeah,
So, I think there were two, right?
Yung guess what's inside the box. And then the
which,
other one.
Which we have seen yep, in the a couple of times of other events also in other countries.
Long story short is that obviously we want him to do the penalty either way. So umabot tayo talaga sa parent. Huwag na tayong paligoy-ligoy pa. Huwag na manghula pa ako or whatever. Tapos actually yung mga nasa loob kasi ng box, hindi naman yung particular yung mga exciting na mga parang may patusok or whatever. So parang, okay, let's go na. At siya kayo, very ready siya for the penalty. So right. In fairness. So based dun sa yung guess what's in the box. So yeah, he danced to some girl.
To some covers. No? Yeah. Oh no, he did the, ano, the oppa dance. Ano ba tawag dun?
Sorry. Like, oppa dance. Yeah, he did the, yung extraordinary attorney Wu, yung Wu, ano, dance. So okay na yun kasi nagkakabit the I to the D. And so anyways, so those who watch the K-drama would relate. And oh my God, kasi sobrang love ko yung lead guy doon sa drama na yun. So having him on that screen and B.I. in the flesh on stage, it's like, oh my God, ang biases ko, like, mind blown. I think most of the highlights then, well, of course, yun, super fun then. Most of the highlights is really more on the dating balance.
The date balance game.
I don't know why it's balance.
Is it because, like, your choice and yes? The fan's
okay.
Choice? Hanbin's choice and the fan's... May tawag dun eh. So, parang compatibility game.
I remember, like, mutual like, decision.
parang I remember when I was watching the Super TV, meron din silang ganun na may compatibility game sila within the...
Tapos balance yung...
Hindi eh. For some reason, I don't know where they got the term date balance game. Uh-oh. Pero for me, it gave the vibe of compatibility game. Parang compatible ba tayo? Uh-oh. Bilang fans niya at siya bilang the idol, ganon. They started with the traditional handbook.
I wanted to see the royal handbin. Pero okay lang. Apparently, the 1 PM show, I think si royal.
Si royal.
Baka royal siya.
Kaya yung traditional yung pinasuot sa kanya para naman masuot mo yung traditional.
Pwede.
You know why PDNM, I wanted him to wear the royal as well?
Bakit?
Because I remember Anthem, yung Double B na song na yun, merong part dun sa MV that they acted as if they were royalty. I don't know if you guys would remember that.
Okay,
pero
okay.
Even with Mix and Match, when they were choosing the rooms, tapos naka-cap silang dalawa ni Bobby nun. Tapos, nung lumabas sila ng room, kasi ang napili nilang room was like the biggest room in the dorm.
Okay.
So, nung lumabas siya, yung cap niya ginawa ng ano, yung royalty cap. So, parang ako, bagay sa kanya yun. So, I wanted that. But then, of course, no. Either way, he looked nice and boyfriendy levels.
So, highlights of that dating balance game. Well, there are several. Since you already mentioned Double B. We have to admit kasi may part din ng what would you give us a present ganyan, so couple ring or a initial necklace. Uh-huh. Parang ganun, pero yung picture kasi dalawang necklaces
letter B,
tas letter B yung nakadangle. So dalawang letter B, so syempre yung unang naisip namin parang my God, Double B, man.
Parang it's a subtle call.
So, yeah.
It's like, a subtle call.
Oh my God,
call
Double
for
B, guys. Double B. So, yes. Again, as we mentioned before, I mean, naka-move on na kami. Pero, you know, why do you give us this?
What are you trying to say?
Yun lang. We just want to say it as a highlight.
And to be fair, hindi lang kami yung nakapansin nun. Some people from our neighboring seats, they also felt that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Hanbin. So yeah.
Another highlight then is yung love confession. Obviously, we won't go with the romantic one. We will go to the mahalay one. Which is yung punta ka sa bahay ko.
Pasensya na po.
Hindi naman siya naging KJ. Yun din yung pinili niya.
Correct.
I'm sure if this is the best one, ito yung talaga tumatak talaga sa akin. Yung funny and cute.
Yung funny versus cute. Ang context nun is you're gonna take a picture.
Mm-hmm.
So, the fans being the date and then Hanbin being the boyfriend. So, you're gonna take a picture and you're going to pick between cute Hanbin and the funny. Hindi siya nag-demo ng funny, diba? Yung cute lang yung dinemo niya.
Tsaka cute lang yung dinemo niya kasi we derailed the choices. Before pa niya na-demonstrate.
Hindi pa nagsasalita yung...
Actually, hindi pa nagsasalita yung host. Inunahan na natin siya.
Sexy.
You know what's ironic? Diba? We know that Hanbin hates Aegyo. So that's...
Exactly.
So, Hanbin hates Aegyo. Kaya, even during Icon Days.
Right.
everyone really likes to tease him, or it really is a big production number if he is mandated to do Aegyo. Kaya you would think that him in this particular challenge,
he would choose funny.
Or I mean, like, no, I mean, like, in this particular challenge, funny and cute would be, again, number one, painful for him, and two, something that we would really want to see. But no.
Sorry.
So yeah, so everyone started chanting and
sexy. If you guys want to know how much he hates Aegyo, panoorin niyo yung weekly idol guesting ng Icon.
Mm-mm.
Tapos pinagsayaw siya ng Baby Shark. Grabe yun. Yung embarrassment niya nun, parang wag na natin tong gawin, guys. Ganon.
Yeah. I think this time around, yung panic niya surrounding doon sa sexy one. Kasi I think yung funny and cute kasi, alam na niyang mangyayari yun. So, slightly prepared na siya.
Oo, parang na-sight na niya yung sarili
yeah,
niya.
Yeah, so parang di po kahit slightly uncomfortable siya or deep down inside, parang, oh my God, why am I doing this ganun levels? Kumbaga, na-prepare na niya mentally. Pero, you know, PhIDs.
We are very creative.
Yeah.
And we're insistent. Ganon.
And pretty loud. And we want
get what we want.
Yeah. And we want to air our opinions. So, grabe yung pag-chant namin nung sexy to the point na nag-stop. Sumigaw na ng stop.
Oh, in fairness, naramdaman ko na na-stress na siya doon. Kasi parang hindi niya ma-deliver.
Ang nakakatawa kasi, to be honest, I also don't understand kung bakit hindi siya maka-deliver. Like, isa lang, I'm not sure kung he feels like a bit ridiculous because of the outfit. Pero dude, as in, isang like, look at the back, over the shoulder smolder, whatever. Or like, one body roll. Or, I mean, papasan na. I mean, alam mo tayo, right. we're easy to please, man. I mean, feeling ko, it's more of the fact na it was so unexpected.
Right.
Kaya talagang hindi niya ma-wrap yung utak niya around it. Which makes it funnier. So, yung cute lang yung ni-rundown niya.
No? Yeah. Tapos parang, yeah, siya na yung pumili doon.
Siya na yung pumili. Cute na. Huwag na. Tapos na. Move on na. Kaya, ayun. I mean, nag-clap naman tayo doon sa cute. Pero insistent tayo on the sex. So, to the point na towards the end, ano nga, parang weird on siya doon sa kanyang ano handbook. Take it off. Kaya, nag-counting strip. Ano, may stripping moment
sumunod
tayo.
Sumunod naman siya. Pero nung na-realize niya na, I finally realized what you guys
mean. Kung bakit niya gustong patang.
The host was actually saying the fans want you to take off your handbook. Feeling ko may second hand embarrassment. Sabi niya gagagawa ng mga fans.
So, welcome to K-pop.
Welcome to K-pop to the host.
Power, right? Yeah, he did a pretty good job. Yeah.
Fans, nasasakyan niya naman tayo. Medyo kinilig din siya dun sa, ano, diba? Dun sa punta tayo sa bahay ko.
Dun sa all-white outfit, you know? Right. Oh my God, really looks good on him. And then, syempre, alam niya talaga yung certain style niya. Kinda ni-roll pa niya yung hem ng sleeves niya. My God!
May piniflex!
Very good, boy! Good for you. Right.
After the fan event, he did the encore. Towards the end, he asked the fans if we could get a picture taken. So, ang galing lang ng transition. And I think I like the fact that pag-upo niya, because his back is towards us, right?
Mm.
And he's trying to face the screen because the camera will be at the screen. So, pag-upo niya ganun, nag-play yung tribute song that was made by PhIDs. As a PhID, I really feel touched that, you know, some of the fans here in the Philippines are really that creative also. For me, it's a way that they were able to communicate to Hanbin because music is his language.
Exactly what you mentioned, na it really is his language. And B.I. throughout his career is known for composing several songs.
Right.
Specifically for the fans. And fans know this. And those songs are like, when I think of those songs that he made, naiiyak ako, girl. Kasi naiiyak ako. So, it's also very fitting. And I guess about time, I'm not sure with the other, you know, other countries,
right.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but about time as well, na, given the history,
na
the fans also compose a song for him. Parang a reply.
Ito yung sagot namin sa lahat ng pinagagagawa mo.
Yeah, dedicate mo for us. So, quite a feat to pull off. So, congrats to the organizers, and he really appreciated it. At first, he thought it was already.
He thought that it was. He had to ask if it was a song composed by by the fans.
Yeah, oh, kasi he initially thought na possible na it's already
na it's already an song. Existing song somewhere.
Yeah, oh, nakinanta natin, ganyan. But you know, it's an original composition specifically for this purpose. Mm-hmm. So,
really nice.
Yeah, pretty nice. Uh-oh.
Yeah, congratulations to, we're not sure who actually composed it.
Yes. Oh, but
we know that it's an initiative of the local fandom.
Yes.
So, uh-oh, we really thank you on behalf, of course, of Connie's podcast. Mm-hmm. So, we also appreciate your efforts. And yeah, mm-hmm, so, maraming yeah, salamat.
And
for
also that tribute video din nung 1PM about all the projects right, done throughout the pandemic. Right. And to think that, for example, the 1PM show was like announced a bit close to the finish line, and they were able to make something like this as well, given the limited time. And you know, the content is different from the 1 PM and the 7 PM mm, show. So para at least for Hanbin, hindi siya masyado deja vu levels na
right,
it's the same video. Mm-mm. And very interesting yung,
although I was thinking, was he expecting something given the fact that that is also the same setup when the VCR for the projects were featured in the 1 PM. So parang iniisip ko, like, at the back of your mind, are you expecting, like, it's gonna be a replay? But,
well, pwede, pwede. On his end, posible nga
but
na mangyari yun.
How he reacted, actually. Mm-mm. How he looked at the fans, it mm-mm, was, he was in awe, he was amazed.
Yep.
And, makikita mo talaga sa mata niya that mm-mm, he was really thankful. Mm-mm. It paid off.
And then, of course, we couldn't get through this episode without also mentioning yung moment prior to Rebirth. And Hanbin also dedicated the song to her. So the production and the fandom also honored our fellow IDC, lovely Anne Villagomez, who unfortunately passed away recently. So that was also a touching moment.
Right, right.
And
he didn't have to.
Yeah,
He is not even obliged to.
Yes,
but
yeah,
knowing how Hanbin loves his fans, no matter who you are, he would appreciate you. And the news got to him.
Yes,
and he did
intro. She was supposed to be in our area.
Yeah,
she was in,
he was
Orchestra
supposed to be
Center,
there.
So
yeah,
the fact that there was essentially a tribute also to the seat that mm-hmm, she would have taken, that was pretty touching. So our condolences as well to her family, and we really hope justice will be served and may she rest in peace. Pao, this is a pretty pivotal fan meet.
Yes.
Apart from the Manila BI Offline fan meet, August, ano ba?
26. 27.
Sorry.
See, nagsya short circuit pa rin yung brain ni
Pignan. Anong araw na ba? Yes. August 27 at 7 PM. That was his last stop.
Yeah.
For the entire
Oh, and he mentioned nga that he was sad na
yeah,
his last.
No? It's a pretty good run then. Parang may konting testing ground.
Yeah,
like, parang
yeah,
tayo, parang small steps tayo. Uh-oh. And this is really a significant way then of moving forward to something
right,
bigger and better. And this is the last stop. We found mm-hmm, out that a lot of international fans were there. Even some master names
right,
were there. Dahil nga, this is the last stop. And the day of the fan meet was also the 500 days.
Aww.
Yeah. So imagine that. So it's a little more than a year since he went back to official activities.
Yeah.
We're talking something pivotal and, you know,
right,
significant.
Correct.
About this particular show.
We didn't expect that it's gonna be that soon also. It's really nice that despite all the challenges from 2019, I remember episode 4 of Connie's podcast, I remember me and Dane recording it several days after it happened to him. Maganda siyang balikan. Oh, this is where we are 2019 and now fast forward 2022.
Imagine it's episode 4 and then we're now on
episode
26 and we're talking about his solo.
I know.
I mean, his solo show.
Yeah.
In Manila. I mean, yeah, right?
Right.
So,
so yeah, it's indeed.
Yeah,
I have to say, yeah, it's actually very magical also.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Right. So like, who would have thought like back in 2019 then like will we ever get to see him again? Like in the flesh, even all the more in Manila. Alam mo yon, yung parang and this soon na, when things are improving
right,
given the pandemic, borders have more or less opened up na. And he's here.
He's here.
I mean,
he was here.
Oh, I mean,
yeah,
who would have thought back in 2019 when all of this is happening and then pandemic and we're also not sure on his status. And then we're here talking about this.
Yeah.
Kind of surreal and grateful na this is all happening for him and for us. Kaya,
and thank you talaga to BI because he is actually one of the K-pop acts that first visited the Philippines. I mean, once
yeah,
the borders opened up, I mean, 2022 is actually a really good year for K-pop fans.
Yes. And also poverty level.
Oh, eh, parang
and very expensive year for K-pop fans.
It's also notable, PD Nim, that the prior episode we were talking about like getting tickets for this event.
Yes.
And then now
we're going to talk about if we'll record another episode if we get tickets for an upcoming
K-pop,
event. Yeah,
the K-pop Masters too, because Icon's gonna be there. Yeah, so of course we wanna see the boys.
We're gonna try our best to be there. So
hindi pwedeng si PD Nim lang masaya. Kailangan ko makita si Bobby, diba?
Yeah, that's true. And confront him, pal.
Si Ina na lang ang kausapin niya.
Confront him na parang ano
yung
mga life choices mo dyan, ganyan.
Halika dito. Iinom natin yan. Mag-usap tayo. Mag-soju tayo ng dalawa. Kaya Bobby, humanda ka pagdating mo dito. Yeah. May maraming alak ang naghihintay para sa'yo. Mag-usap tayo.
So wish us luck and we will also wish you good luck for K-pop Masters.
Oh, and we really hope that those who have not seen Icon would really come, because iba yung experience talaga. Yeah. Like seeing them on screen versus seeing them live and hearing them sing.
Yep.
So please do support the boys. So
yeah, because I'm telling you, Chanwoo in the flesh is very surreal. Like
magsha short circuit.
Wag na siya lumapit sa akin, please.
Iba na lang yung lapitan niya. Okay na kami. I'm seeing him from afar.
Okay, kaya natin segue tayo. Pero this is also related. Buti yan, alala natin to mention in this episode. This wasn't in our plan, but yes, good luck to us.
So yeah.
For the ticketing next weekend. So yes.
We just also want to, first of all, thank you to Three Angles Productions for bringing Hanbin here. We really appreciate there were efforts of bringing him here. Kasi, pwede namang hindi. Like,
yeah.
Ang swerte kaya natin, like, tatlong countries lang yung pinuntahan niya.
Yeah.
And Manila and Philippines is one of them. So, thank you so much for all the efforts for that. And of course, for the local fandom.
Yes, of course, yung designated fan club for this fan meet. So thank you to Charisma BI Philippines for all the effort behind the two shows. We see the effort. It manifested.
Grabe yung ano nila. Passion is there and the heart is there. So.
Yeah, and it's really visible that BI acknowledges it and sees the level of effort put behind it.
Right.
Di ako ganun ka well-versed on how it's done with, for example, other concerts or other fan meets. Pero in terms of really cascading the information and making sure that everything is more or less uniformed in terms of the type of gifts, even the style of the gift wrapper, para mas may konting theme, may konting coordination. So thank you to the admins and also the members and all those who donated to the fund drives.
The lechon, the fruits. And even to the fans who brought him gifts, there was a tweet, Hanbin taking pictures and having pictures with the
gifts.
Uh-oh. Ang dami, guys. Thanks for that also.
Yep.
And of course, grabe. Hi to our moods. Na mga nakita at hindi namin nakita. Kasi nga, may signal jammer sa loob nung NFT. So parang, na-receive ko yung mga messages nyo ng mga tipong, malalim na ang gabi.
Yeah. Sa aming tatlo kasi, si Pao at si Dane yung friendlier ones.
Si Dane yung pinaka.
So ako yung may signal sa loob, pero ako yung walang planong makipag-eyeball with anyone. Tapos yung maraming gusto makipag-EB with Pao, wala. Sorry, signal jam. So yeah, let's hang
pasensya
out next
na
time.
So hopefully I get to see you when they come in September.
Right on, yeah.
K-pop Masters too. So special mention lang dun sa mga nag-fly in. Hi Janine, I hope that you're listening to this podcast. So I really feel sorry that I didn't meet you, but thanks for supporting Hanbin also. I hope that I get to meet you soon. Anood ka ng K-pop Masters too. Pre-promote. Ayan. Tsaka, ayan. Hello kay Jo, kay Inabels, tsaka dun sa kanilang, sa I Hate Junae Club.
Yes.
Na pumunta for the Hanbin event.
Yung timing lang din natin on that day, no? There were a lot of freebies. We were all so excited. Pero,
naubusan kami, guys.
Naubusan kami na marami. Ibig sabihin, sobrang daming talagang tao. And everyone was really tuning in, like, to where these people are at.
Right.
But it's like, sobrang daming freebies. Like, almost 100 pieces of something, and mid-morning or lunch-ish,
wala na.
So anyway, pero oh my god, so thank you for yung mga freebies na nakuha namin from Rinley of YouTube with her high quality photo card, and also a fellow ID who is in Orchestra Center Row 24 who gave us like this super great freebie pack na may photo card, stickers, and cute keychain. Wala yung Twitter handle niya or yung account details niya, so we cannot tag her or something. So we're using this episode basta ano to just thank you.
Yeah, maybe we can take a picture and then we'll just tag you pag lumabas yung episode para just in case you were the one who created that.
Cause the keychain was super cute.
I know, but
oh my god,
nagdadasal na ako na hindi ko siya mawala pag ginamit ko siya. So yeah,
ganun kasi kami. Yeah, if you guys feel na this is parang bitten or some stones left unturned, you are not hallucinating, because we're actually planning a part two of this discussion about our experience during the fan meet. So stay tuned for the second part of BI Offline in Manila. So that episode will be released way after.
episode, hopefully it's gonna be with Dane. Sana.
Yeah. So it will be us three, hopefully, so that we can also rehash some other portions of the fan meet. But yeah, hope you enjoyed this episode and see you next time. Bye!